hope to see you again sometime.
Thank you.
Welcome to London.
Thank you.
And how long do you intend to stay?
Oh, I'm only going to be in London for one day.
One day?
Yes, I won this jingle contest.
Good grief.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
One more item. Here's something a lot of us have in common. Broken appliances. Broken air conditioner. Broken down heating system. Broken down washer dryer. Broken down refrigerator. And if you're a homeowner, you know just how expensive it is to get one of those things fixed, let alone what happens if more than one appliance breaks down at the same time. Well, if you're a homeowner, you can get all of your appliances on a warranty plan that guarantees protection for all of your home appliances in case they break down. And best of all, it will only cost you about $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club at 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. The call is free, and if you're one of the first 25 callers, your first month membership in the Home Service Club will also be free. Home Service Club, warranty plan, guarantees protection for all of your appliances for less than $1 a day. 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168.
Hi, everybody. This is Ruta Lee, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
We mentioned in our open that you produced and directed the Lucy in London show. Now that, I think it was from 67, if I got the year right.
No, it was 68, actually. Oh, okay. We did. Oh, no, you're right. I take it back. As a matter of fact, it was even earlier than, either earlier or later. I think I did Lucy after Elvis, so it had to be after 68.
Well, it was not. Lucy in London is nowhere near as earth-shattering as the Elvis 68 comeback special, but it did represent, from what I understand about, you know, the backstory of the show, Steve, it did represent a bit of a risk for Lucy at the time, in that it took her out of her comfort zone a little. How did you get involved with the Lucy in London show?
Well, I was in New York basically doing a Jack Parr special with David Wolper, and I got a call from Lucy directly. I couldn't believe it. And she said, "Steve, I've been watching a lot of your work and your specials. I would like to kind of break from my situation comedy shows and do something different." And I had known already that Lucy was, a Ziegfeld Follies showgirl.
Mm-hmm.
Started out as a singer-dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her initially, "You know, you have two of the greatest writers in television history doing the Lucy and Desi show and so forth. Why would you want me?" And she said, "Because I'm kind of bored and I want to do something different. I have a month off. I'm going to England. And I thought when you come back from New York, you know, we could talk about maybe my not taking a vacation and doing this special over there." So I came back, went to her house. It was a great experience. Jimmy Stewart was her next-door neighbor. He came over with a big basket of vegetables from his garden.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of awesome to just be sitting there. And I didn't live physically too far away from her, just a few blocks, actually, at the time. And so she said, "I'm going over to London anyway. And if we can pull this together by time you're available and I still have enough of my vacation time left, let's do a television special." So I called a few people that I knew and asked them if they were interested in working on it and so forth. And next thing you know, I'm on an airplane flying to London to meet with Lucy and the Desilu people. And I made the mistake, and I was very young and naive in those days, obviously, probably still am. And when I was asked on the form that they give you when you land in a foreign country, what are you doing here? I said, I'm going to work. I should have said, I'm coming in as a tourist. And next thing you know is that we're at the airport, and there's Lucy and all the executives from Desilu standing on the other side of passports and everything, and I'm stuck. I'm not allowed to enter England. And so what I found out later is that Lucy made a call to Frank Sinatra, who was doing a picture in England at the time. He called Ronald Reagan, who I think at the time was just governor of California,
yes.
Not president yet.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, they got me cleared to come through the gate. And I was exhausted from the flights. I had gone from New York to Los Angeles, packed my bag, got on a plane, went to London. By the time I got there, I was just totally wiped out. And next thing you know, because I landed in the morning, they're ready to go location scouting. And so they throw me into this limo with Lucy and everything, and we're out looking for locations, and we ended up shooting Lucy in London for like a month, and the script was written as every day as we're going. Ron Friedman and Pat McCormick actually wrote the screenplay, mm-hmm. And their concept was we had Anthony Newley, who became a great friend, and I used him on a Liza Minnelli special, mm-hmm. and really super talented, became Lucy's tour guide. And it fell into the format of her regular Lucy Carmichael series that she was already doing on CBS. And what they did the week before the special aired, she won this trip to England, mm-hmm. With luxury tours, and her tour guide is Anthony Newley. And he is over there driving a motorcycle and a sidecar. And he convinces Lucy in the format that she doesn't want to go to all the hokey tourist places, and he's going to take her instead of to number 10 Downing Street, he's taking her to number 11, where it's more exciting, and so forth and so on as we go through the special. And we had a lot of fun shooting it, and unfortunately, in a documentary that Sony just made a few years ago, and it's on the DVD of Lucy's fifth season, it's the entire DVD of the second out of a 3 or 4 DVD pack.
Mm-hmm.
It has the documentary preceding the actual show, and it really explains the show, because unfortunately we didn't get bad reviews, but we didn't get great reviews from the critics, who kind of felt they were looking for the Lucy they had known from the beginning of
yeah.
the Desi show. They wanted her, when she was driving the in the sidecar with Tony, they wanted her to fall out and do, you know, physical comedy and slapstick and so forth. And that was not our goal. Lucy really wanted to do something different and contemporary, and that's what I did. And so it was really a case of where she had plans to do a lot of these specials, and after the first one, which is explained in the documentary, she decided not to do anymore.
Yeah, it's a big loss for
all of us.
It is a big loss for all of us, because it's funny. We talk about this on the program, Steve, that you know audiences once they glom onto a particular character, they only think of that actor in that character. You would think critics and reviewers would be able to distance themselves and realize, okay, this is an artist trying something different. But I guess because Lucy was because so many of them were fans before they became critics, which kind of goes back to how we started this conversation, they weren't able to make that distinction, and Lucy got pigeonholed as a result of that.
I totally agree with you. In fact, we showed the film, and I shot it in 35-millimeter film. We showed it at the Paley Center and to a full house, and quite a few of the comments were it reminded them a lot of Richard Lester's Hard Day's Night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I was very pleased to see a new reaction to a very old, you know, television special. And you know, there's no question that she, you know, her heart, obviously was in comedy, but a part of her heart was obviously also in music comedy and doing something like this. When she finished it, she loved it. I mean, just loved it. And so it was very, very disappointing that, you know, she didn't get to do any more. And critics do have a way of, nobody likes to read anything negative about themselves. And I think they affected her a great deal in making her mind that she wasn't going to do any more. But she should have, in my opinion.
Yes, and I agree, and but at least it was made, and because of, you know, DVD and home entertainment, we are able to discover it for the first time, and that's a good thing.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg, and who were you again?
I played Peter.
We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
45 years of the Rockford Files, revised, third edition. The complete history of the Rockford Files on television, now completely updated with more than 20 new interviews, additional photographs, and a whole lot more. 45 years of the Rockford Files, available now at rockford45.com, rockford45.com. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TVConfidential, x.com/TVConfidential, or @TVConfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.